name is Mark Winter. Yeah, he didn't like being called Mark. I also got information from an ex-copper confirming that, yeah, it was well known that Valentine was in the pocket of some police. I got it in a text as well. I got it in a text, well known that Valentine was in the hands of some coppers. The guy's story needs to be told.
Well, I think so. Apparently some people don't, like Marvin it's the wrong story, Steve. It's the wrong story. It's a great story. Isn't it George Orwell that said, if you want to know who rules over you, find out who you're not allowed to criticise?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, Tim, the story's going to get out. Can't hide it forever.
You sent me some press cuttings.
Yeah. Balakun sent them to me.
Oh, did he? Okay. Amazing. And interesting, one of them was that where his archive was stolen of all the articles about him.
Yeah.
In Bedminster.
Yeah.
They were trying even then to erase history. Somebody was.
Of course they were. I prefer Marvelous now as a direct result of what his dad done for the establishment.
Well, I mean, that's very difficult to prove, but certainly it's not impossible.
I know it's difficult to prove, Tony, but my own conspiracy theorist, someone trying to tell me that Marvin's is showing the light of some fucking notice in St. Paul's, yeah, okay, and I'm fucking Einstein.
But who was it that decided that he was a genius and needed to be sent to Harvard and all this stuff?
Well, it's in my fucking saying to you. It's payback time for the old man, wasn't it? At the time that Marvin was 1680, he was born in 72. Yeah?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's got this moronic fucking rise to the top, out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, it certainly stinks, doesn't it?
Well, it sits alongside the Guildford Fall and the Birmingham City there. Well, it sits alongside it. It's a grave miscarriage of justice.
Well, I think we need to make sure that wrong is righted.
I agree with you, whatever the cost, whatever price. I've had a number of conversations with him, and the guy bears no malice.